Remember, for more information on the show or to join the conversation, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. We continue our conversation on how to prepare students for college. We turn to Suzette Combs. Suzette is with Gen 1. Gen 1 is a program offered through the University of Cincinnati. Also in the studio with me, we're joined by Dinesha. Dinesha is a student in the Gen 1 program. Here this morning to tell us more about the Gen 1 program, it's our pleasure to welcome Suzette and Dinesha to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you. It's good to be
here. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right, good. And so, Suzette, we're going to start with you. This is truly a groundbreaking program. I hear it's the first of its kind in the nation. Is that right?
That's true. Gen 1 is the first living learning center for first-generation Pell-eligible college students. So UC is a real groundbreaker
okay.
with this.
Okay, so tell us about Gen 1. What is Gen 1?
Gen 1 is a living learning center, which means that it's residentially based for college students who are first generation and Pell eligible. And you become Pell eligible through filling out your federal financial aid information. So it's a government status that allows you to receive the Pell grant from the federal government.
Okay. So I understand the program started in 2008. What made you all at UC want to start a program like this? And what were you seeing in these first generation students that prompted you to begin the program?
Nationally, 11% of first generation Pell eligible college students graduate within 6 years. The graduation rate for these students was far, far below the national average. Additionally, you know, in order to graduate, you have to become a sophomore, right? You start as a freshman, then you become a sophomore and you
makes
progress
sense,
forward.
Makes sense, yeah.
And while the retention rate for a typical student who's not first generation and not Pell eligible nationally was relatively good, the retention rate for Pell eligible first generation college students from first year to second year in college was only 50%. And UC thought that they could do something about that. So they looked at what helps a student be retained. And one of the very first things that helps a student be retained is if they live on campus. That's very challenging for students who are low income. It's expensive to live on campus. And so you see, one of the things UC thought was if we can provide some scholarships to allow these students to live on campus, become more engaged on campus, perhaps that will help with the retention rate and then ultimately the graduation rate.
Okay, so you touched on one of the factors. You talked about how, you know, living on campus is a factor. Help us to understand what are some of the challenges that these students, these first generation students, some of the challenges they face outside of that.
Absolutely. Typically, our program stresses getting more capital into students' lives, things like financial capital. It's expensive to go to college. And so we provide some scholarships. We have opportunities for these students to apply for outside scholarships as well. These students need human capital in their lives. They have lots of wonderful people already in their lives, but their family members have not been through this. They haven't heard about this at the dinner table their whole lives. And so we try to get more people in their lives who can talk with them about the process and sort of demystify the process. And then some cultural capital. There's a whole new language when you go to college, lots of acronyms. It's almost like being in the military. Everything has an acronym. Everything has a name. And so part of our work is to demystify that for students so that they have more cultural capital. They feel more at home once they're there.
And you brought up a good point because I remember, you know, applying to colleges and things like that. And it was really helpful because my mom graduated from UC. So did my older sister. So my
mom.
Go
Bearcats.
Yeah, go Bearcats. So my mom really understood. So a lot of the paperwork and stuff, I could just, hey, mom. And at the time, my mom was still in college. She was still getting her degree. So it was really helpful for me because she knew a lot. So I can imagine if these young people, if they don't have that to help them out, that could be a challenge as well.
Absolutely. And the beauty of the program is not only do we find people at UC who will help these students, but as you said, the program's been in existence where this is our 10th year. We just inducted our 10th cohort just this fall. We found that the community of students begin to work together. And so upper class students help the students who are coming in. You know, hey, who did you take for English? Oh, I took this professor, or never take that class as a night class, those kinds of things. So they hear from their peers as well.
So you have these students, they live in this residence hall. Let's talk about what you focused on teaching these young people in terms of, I know there's probably, you talked about the acronyms and all that kind of stuff, but I'm sure also, you know, just daily living, doing laundry and things. So we talked about that in an earlier segment. Tell us what you focus on teaching these young people when you have them in an audience in this hall.
Our programming in Gen 1 is focused, centered around four pillars: live, learn, give, and earn. And so we have programming around each of those pillars. Live focuses on everyday life, financial literacy, safety, nutrition, security, just those things that make us human, things that make our lives go smoothly. And so we have workshops for our students when it's time to do their taxes. We have workshops when it's time to fill out that FAFSA again. We require that the students live in the house during their freshman year. Our second pillar is learn, and that's all things academic. And so we mandate that students take 15 credit hours per semester. You got to have 15 every semester if you're going to finish in 4 years, and that's our goal. Students can do things like get a tutor or be a tutor. They can study abroad. We have some funding for them to study abroad. So live, learn, all things around becoming a student. Give is community service, and we never have to argue with them about that. They give 3 hours back to Gen 1 every semester and 10 hours to the community. And then earn is career readiness. And we mandate that they take a course about getting an internship, and that they get an internship and something that looks great on their resume.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking about preparing young people for college. This morning, right now, we're speaking to Suzette Combs. She is with the University of Cincinnati. She's here this morning to talk about the Gen 1 program. We're also speaking in a second here to Dionysia, and we'll speak to her in just 1 second here. Now, I guess I'll bring you in here, Dionysia. Yes. Good point to bring you in here. Now, you are in the program. You're one of the students in the program. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And so what year are you currently in?
Currently, I am a third year.
So let me ask you this. You know, this is all about college and preparing for college.
Yeah.
Did you always know that you wanted to attend college as a, you know, as a child, you know, elementary school? Is that something that you always wanted for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I think growing up, college was definitely something that I think I knew for myself, just because I saw it on TV, and I, like, teachers would always tell me, like, college is your next step. College is where you're trying to go. So I think definitely college was definitely a step for me. But as to which college I wanted to attend, I did not know that per se.
So how supportive were your parents? Did they encourage you to attend college?
I would say my parents were very supportive. However, they did not know how to get me there. So they knew, okay, she's going to college, but how does she do applications? Or how does she do the Common App? Or how does she go on college visits and everything? They didn't understand exactly how should I go about getting to college. But they were very supportive of everything that I wanted to do and my career goals.
Okay. And what's your major?
So I'm a third year organizational leadership major with a minor in marketing.
Okay. And so break it down for us. What does that mean? What is organizational leadership?
Yeah, so organizational leadership is basically HR. So you're learning how to work with people, how to lead others. Because at the end of the day, leadership, I believe, doesn't just come naturally to you. You have to know a little bit how to navigate with people, how to negotiate with people, and how to talk with people on a daily basis.
Okay. And so, again, this is a program for the first generation to go to college. For you, does that then add this little extra layer of pressure to succeed?
Yes.
Look
yes,
at that
yes.
smile. You're like, yeah, it does.
Yes,
okay, tell me about that.
Yeah, that's.
And what's that like?
I think you see that every day because your family's depending on you. You know, you're the first in your college. You're the first in your family to go to college, and that's huge. You know, my parents are always rooting me on and supporting me, but at the end of the day, you know, they're also putting that pressure on me to succeed. So when the finals come up or when exams come up, I'm like, I have to do this. And the people in the back of my mind is my family. Like, I'm constantly thinking about my family and thinking about how can I change their current situation? How can college help us, you know, have the things that we want in life that my parents weren't able to get us?
We talked about pressure, but then on the flip side of that, I would imagine that there will be a lot of positive peer pressure because you're in a group of young people that really want to succeed.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell me about that. Is that something you face?
Yes, absolutely. So in the Gen 1 house, like we always say, it's like a family atmosphere. Like we always are, we have these things in the house called the common areas. And somehow like everyone just kind of groups into these common areas and get conversations going. And then during the conversations, we tell each other how stressed we are about finals or, hey, we got this professor who's like, who's not our favorite. And we have this professor that we really like. So we have these connections and we have these common conversations with each other. And then on the other side, we have conversations about our family, like, hey, my family life not that good right now, or hey, my family life is going great right now. So it's like we're able to talk about these things and we're able to relate to each other. And that means a lot when you're in a college with people who aren't as similar to you. So having that relationship and having that family like atmosphere is very important.
Okay, so let's go way back to your freshman year.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah, let's okay. go way back.
Let's go way back to your freshman year. What were some of your initial concerns about, you know, college life, going to college? What were some of your worries and concerns?
Yeah. So I would say my first concern was grades. I think I heard straight off the bat, people would be like, oh, I failed my freshman year and now I'm just trying to boost my GPA up. And that's the hardest, because when you have to boost your GPA up, it only goes up like little by little. But when it falls, it goes way down. So it's like I was worried about my grades coming in because I wanted to make sure that I had the right foundation set up for me. Then I could build it up from there. So when coming in, I knew I was all about my studies. I knew I was all about my book, hitting the books and everything like that. So grades was very important to me coming in. Second, I would say I was worried about friendships. You know, UC is a big school with 45,000 students. So how am I going to make friends in this big place? And so I think Gen 1 kind of put me at ease with that, because as soon as I entered the house, I already had friends that I already knew. So that was awesome. I already had a family already. So when we saw each other on campus, it was like, hey, what's up? Are you going here? Let's go here together. So it was really cool. So.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking about preparing young people for college. In the studio with me, we're joined by Suzette Combs. Suzette is with the University of Cincinnati's Gen 1 program. We're also joined by Dinesha. Dinesha is a student in the Gen 1 program. For more information on preparing young people for college, or more information on the show, or to join the conversation, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Now, Dinesha, let me ask you this now. How has the Gen 1 program aided in your success in college?
Oh, wow. First off, let me just say, I don't think I'd be where I am right now without the Gen 1 program. The Gen 1 program has helped me financially. They give us half of our housing already paid for in our meal plan. And when you're in college, these meal plans are your everything. Like, they definitely help you a lot, because, you know, you don't want to be studying for exams and also hungry. That those two don't go together.
Okay.
They also help me.
You'll be hangry.
Yeah, hangry. Ooh, it'd be real. So they definitely help me financially. And then I would also say they help me. They just give me that support that I need. So as we said earlier, as a Gen 1 student, you don't have that support. Well, you have the support of your family, but they don't really know, they don't understand
what
the college
life. What
you've
been through. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you're going through.
So when you have Suzette there for you to talk to and everything, and her door is always open, that means a lot. That means that I can go in there and talk to her about everything. I can talk to her about classes. I can talk to her about family life. And she gets it. She knows where I'm coming from. And she's definitely that support system that you definitely need going through college, because it's definitely hard.
Okay. And Suzette, let me ask you this. You know, having the opportunity to work with these young people, what is that like for you? And to see, you've been doing this program for, you're celebrating your 10th year. What is it like to see success in these students? Maybe small or big, because I'm sure you see it all.
So first of all, I need to say I have the best job at the University of Cincinnati, hands down. And we do celebrate in Gen 1. We celebrate successes, big and small. And so every semester, our students set goals around each of those pillars, around live, learn, give, and earn. And just this past Wednesday, they turned in their forms, reporting back on what they've done. And as I read through those forms and I see the goals they set and the goals that they hit, sometimes it's a goal of, I want to open a savings account. I've never had a savings account. And that's my live goal, is to open a savings account. And to see the success that they have when they do that. We had some students who set a goal of getting a passport. And our study abroad office offered some scholarships for our students to get passports. And so now we have 11 students in Gen 1, mostly in the freshman class, who got their passport this year. It's the next step to things that they want to do. And so we celebrate big and small things. And the other day, someone was asking me a question. She was joking. She guessed what my sign was. She said, "I think you're this astrology sign."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was because, she said, "because I see you crying sometimes." And it, and I hate to kind of be famous for that, but they're almost always happy tears.
Okay,
I'm rejoicing with my students as they grow and as they learn. And sometimes they learn from their mistakes. They make a mistake. We don't dwell on that. We take what we can from that and we move forward. And so it's a great job and it's a great program. And to see the results and the way that the transformative power of education changes the trajectory of these young people's lives is miraculous to watch and to be a part of.
And Suzette, if our listeners would like to aid in the success of these students in the Gen 1 program, what can they do? How can they help?
Oh, my goodness. So, the very first thing always that comes to mind is donating.
Mm-hmm.
Our basic scholarships are funded through the university, but almost anything outside of that we do with our students is funded through donors. And you can always find us through the UC Foundation website to donate. But we are also looking for internships for our students. Dionysia is awesome, and she has done some internships. Actually, she has a great big one coming up this summer with the Macy's company. Can I say that? Okay.
Yeah,
she's a great internship coming up. But our students need real world experience. Very often, first generation college students go back to where they're working for the summer, which is great, but that's not what they want to do forever. And they're much less likely to have those end of year two and end of year three big experiences that look great on your resume. And they need to do that. And so we're looking for companies and individuals who are willing to work with our students to develop an internship for them so that they can get that great experience. So those are two ways.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning, ladies. It's really interesting to find out about the program. And bless you. And thank you for all the good work that you're doing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. To find out more about how to prepare students for college or to find out more about the show in general or to join the conversation, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.